three?
Speakerphone.
This looks great. Oh boy, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just gonna throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi,
Katya.
Katya.
Hi.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric. Yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Yes,
to meet you
I'm
too.
Michael.
And I would love to shake your just like your hand,
To get
but
started.
this is okay.
Oh yeah,
See?
no,
Yeah.
sure.
I think there is a knock.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Someone is late for the party.
Thank you for the hand signal.
Yeah.
This looks great.
Hey, Pat.
Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making so
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing,
yeah.
also what I'm wearing.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think
Mmm.
so.
Mmm.
Oh, I'm
Yeah.
excited.
Yummy. I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
If you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who
That's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really even count. That was the next week, right?
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
H12 here.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three. With maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line. And shot three or he had three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Got the rebound and made it at the buzzer. It was amazing. Really
That's
fun
awesome.
watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
I forgot basketball.
Yeah. You know, we're
Yeah,
like
you what?
in the same Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could
I
call it
took
that. It's like a work league here.
Yeah, the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They have like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
Like, that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the Facebook room meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
for you.
I'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time I'm trying the Kauai. It's really good.
Really?
Mhm. It's Indian. It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like real, you know, just like flavor
Oh,
or for
absolutely
that one?
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's real.
It's all like sweeteners and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
That's
it's
so
yeah.
impressive. Yeah.
I don't know. It is tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but actually Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Rosen Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. Near Santana Row.
That's my favorite too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, had to get away. I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to get away from home for a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly I end up hanging out with my
mean, it's not as bad, but at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of
which
you take
helps.
the shuttle?
Mhm.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't know that I've seen you
No,
on the
I
bus,
rarely,
though.
I take the west line all the way, so.
Yeah, so do I, though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
I'll just hang
Yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But they
It's close, right? To you, just like this
Yeah.
little wave. It's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless there isn't traffic.
Traffic's
There's
usually
traffic.
bad.
How is that over, like, holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time I go
terrible.
by, I'm just like, well
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction
it's
right
gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
And parks as well.
A little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in the area? I'm from Southern California. Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
at Saint Yuri.
Wow.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You aim for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel Yeah, if to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the coast rather than along the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
It will be faster.
One day.
Wow. One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often enough.
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
wood nephew.
Oh,
Okay.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost. Like, 1 week prior
Oh,
should be
okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part.
that's awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
Which team? Yeah?
For the World Cup, I do. It's a little
It's
Yeah.
a big event.
That's, yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
it's
for?
fun. That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time
It's been a while, no?
Yeah, been a few years.
In history or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kinda rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
Yeah,
Definitely.
good, yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
in there.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Pretty cool to see. Cuz a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine is
do,
figure skating. I love figure skating, watching
Oh.
figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I feel dumb all the time
Yeah,
and everyone's
tired.
like, she's good and you know, just like you know, in that character, like she's fallen down. I'm not into character, I just fallen down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, football, like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that. Yeah. Until
Nice.
my body just
Yeah.
It's
It's a good
stop doing
workout
this
though.
here, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked than
Yeah.
like the
I think I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh man,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You guys,
Yeah,
me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Wow.
I guess once a week. Though I have
On
not been
Wednesday
making the games
nights.
quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right? Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys
playing
weren't in
basketball.
basketball. Hello.
Oh, is
What
that
was
true?
Yeah.
that? Oh yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone
Unlike everyone else,
Given
these
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans
exactly.
don't wanna get
I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
That's
were
like
the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier and you know, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
got.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. Like I can't afford to go
Yeah,
to
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting because you know that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah?
instead of keeping it you know in Oakland because Oakland also needs developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco's already
packed.
really packed.
Yeah.
Crowded. Just Giants you know stadium was insane.
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby you know just like I'm just like oh my gosh hopefully they won't put emergency you know just like room there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there and only
Yeah.
probably helicopter.
Yeah. Within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, is it 2018 now
Wow.
already?
Yeah.
No. I think 2019.
That's
Could be
crazy.
2020. Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah. So I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
can
crazy.
make it spend on this?
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans.
Sounds pretty good.
The
Yeah.
Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And
no.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Where is that?
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, it's still going for that much? Like
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. So
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We
I
have
may,
food.
yeah, we'll probably
Our
get
cook
some
made a
more.
lot of food today.
We'll probably get
So
more soon.
Yeah. And it's delicious. I like it if you this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I heard
Have you seen
also
it?
good. No.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me. That's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
It's interesting how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in that kind
Yeah.
of like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even with Tina coming into this, like, it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh wow.
right?
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw, like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
And
saw
that
that
took me
late
a while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also about
Pretty
a few
good.
weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
And
it's pretty crazy.
the actors, you know, because so
So
many
many.
roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said, like, for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
there's like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time? There's
Don't.
like 40 different people.
You can't,
Can't,
right?
right?
And such big name people too.
Actors, yeah.
And then they get like a prologue to like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For, yeah, for what it is, and then like you set the, I set the bar really low. Or
All did.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of
good. For me it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I was like, let's go for it. And then
I know,
I was just
right?
like,
We knew.
Really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. Still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and you'll probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch cuz you can. There's nothing else
I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, I've heard you do
Yeah.
that again soon these days.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and as you land in, I was like, I don't remember what was I watching that day. It was
Yeah,
fun.
right? The only the problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't, you break the glass and
It's just like,
you're
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
It's your first
15 hours.
time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the cattle class,
Yeah.
no way.
Mhm.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation, you know, just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god, I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach. And I'm like looking at the hotels, I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, clothes, it's
Oh
not
sure.
cheap.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette and bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. I was like, what's that? Where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that it's all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end with it.
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? That all happens. What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. Just attend them anyway.
So there's this idea here.
Some of my friends
Pressing
they said
children.
they'd love to have kids and just like, why would I spend all this time, just like on kids and like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of things, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids then
Oh yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You're kind of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in
Yeah.
hand.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and just like and she's like hey Hannah, take this baby, look how cute baby. I'm like, no thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a touch
I'm
base.
good.
Funny.
Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah, and
You're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
So I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
very cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
Nice.
ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You can really enjoy it, I think.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good. That's next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be July.
Last time I went to Texas I did like barbecue after day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this documentary and like here's a slab of butter on bread like have at it, a corn dress.
And lemonade with like just sugar
Yeah,
or sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yes.
That's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah, but try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party all the time. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets? And it's so bad when it comes to New Year's Day anywhere. So we need to stop the just like party if it lasts a while.
Oh, yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
From
Chrissy
Carmen
Hill.
and licensing McLaurin Park.
Oh,
Where
okay.
is that?
It's like it gets all the money, and there's Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little
I don't know about
wilder.
you.
It has a beautiful lake, just a couple of nice boats nearby. But to make sure short it's all of the food wasn't covered with ash water. So
Oh,
I
yeah.
couldn't cut
Oh,
like
man.
it is so
Well, that kind of
tiny.
barbecuing is very different than Texas barbecue. Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
I was in Austin, Texas a couple months ago for a bachelor party and got some barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating it. It actually wasn't even that good because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people
Yeah.
and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door and it was not very good. horrible after eating it. But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, they crossed it off and
Yeah.
check marks.
Yeah, just gotta do all the other things too.
Yeah.
I'll have to do that again. Yeah. Be better at barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish boil. Down in Iowa. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It was for a wedding. It was
Cool.
They had a boil up right on the bayou.
That's awesome.
It was bucket.
So how did it come to you? And was it they hooked it or
They
guys?
had they so they had a trailer with where they boiled it, where they boiled it at the house, and it's just probably like the size of a table full of crawfish. And they just started scooping it and then shoving enough crawfish on the plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done, there's this little in the bayou, you just recycle
Really?
the batch.
Interesting.
That's fun.
Cool.
Wait, what? Is it just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get it or something. I'm sure something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it was a green ooze
maybe.
Yeah, at least. Well, that's where they come from, in the bayou, so I guess
Yeah.
it worked. Yeah, you would think all the spices that would turn it
Yeah.
off too. But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, but
Mike
unless
is
it's
a lot of things.
Yeah. So just the way he likes to go with it for calisthenics, for me to go with the spices.
Which?
Calisthenics. Those things he can go with spices and things.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese cuisines are my favorite.
As you say Italian and Japanese, I think I categorize as my I will eat any type of that food and anything. Yeah.
And then the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese.
Nice.
And Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though. Like which
Yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food.
Okay.
Yeah, Taiwanese food. Those two would be my ramen noodles kind of thing.
What's the next one?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
That sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
And like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the junk
Yeah.
off the streets.
Common street food versus
I'm not sure if it's going to be chosen. Are we talking about wonton soup? It's my
Wonton
favorite.
soup, I guess. That might count.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
of.
I'm just saying.
I'm thinking of more like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah. Steamed and
Yeah, like very freshly. In ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And then as more of the cleaner stuff, it was like this is awesome.
Nice. So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess cause roast goose, Cantonese.
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Those are
Those
good.
are good.
That's what I was thinking about when you said
Yeah.
like that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And those freaking Brazilian dogs. Oh.
Yeah, these roasted suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
A 6-week-old baby pig and
If you want
whatnot.
something, just like I think you might be interested, there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, just like called Castilla Mossa, my
Oh yeah, I've been there.
You've been there, right?
Mhm.
So and you know they do tournaments
Mhm.
and they're where there's like there are knights there you know just like you know just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after you know after that after premier you know tournament they sit down and they have the speaks on the road you know drought speaks you know so very freaking I'm not sure if you anyone in the room looks like you've ever heard of it.
Nope, not really,
Oh
no.
okay. I was like I didn't know the other because
Climbing
some
into
people
my
might find
kitchen.
it yeah.
No, that's a very Filipino game actually. It's like huge and huge huge pig on
Oh
a table
wow.
with an apple in its mouth, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know like the Greek when they would do a roast pig for their family meals and stuff.
I've heard like they do like lamb or goat or something like
Like oh yeah.
Oh my god, they can take
Yes, they
Yeah.
do.
Whatever meat.
Right. Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the more so the pasta, yeah. And obviously still you know pasta with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals. It was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Yeah.
With the local wine, it was
Must be cool. I still need to like get out to Europe
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. After it takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like you know where locals went, you know from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, Californian French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe a little too spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants here.
We do, yeah.
And the diversity of food.
For sure.
Yeah. And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just sorry. And for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So as you can ever tell me, my favorite one. And so and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh,
I don't even know where to start.
Some dish to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
did
one
you taste
last
so far?
meal. Yeah.
Oh, last
One
meal.
last meal.
It'd be sushi for me. Really
One of something like
fatty
that or
tuna.
like
like salmon.
A fatty tuna.
Or like golden like
Toro.
dolphin or something.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
Never
So
tried. Tolerance would be great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
Um,
How can you taste it? You're not
well, I guess it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very weird feeling. So I did
Big in China and
hot
Thailand.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
you and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I think that's brutal,
That's really the way you should
That's
do it.
terrible.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cause they and they're and I was just like, what is going on? I was like I'm like And they're like,
You went
oh
to the
yeah,
dentist.
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very unique sensation. So I recommend that. Actually,
Hey, recommend
there's
that.
one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of
Cooper
them, yeah. I just
Tino?
saw Haidi Lao.
Haidi Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really a
definitely
sold right
recommend
now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
going to the dentist.
You do
It's
it first.
great
I'm
when you
okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident, like, oh yeah, this is gonna be let me take them somewhere real quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa,
Definitely.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Juicy. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste to it.
Do you get tangy?
Yeah.
Have a tangy.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe like
I don't feel it less.
Yeah.
It's also interesting seeing culture. Each country have their own slangs. Wherever you come from, in Russia, it's more so you know, just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in here, how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like combined. But from the previous refineries have this interesting. We have this you know, like spices called ajika with different peppers with you know, just like a mix. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers and but they always mix somehow with tomatoes or tea, you know, as a so in Asian culture I believe it's the wasabi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horseradish usually.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Well, the ones you get here, yes, it's technically it's horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan more more dumb stuff.
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Is that what you said?
Wasabi, relish,
Yeah.
and peppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot peppers. Yeah.
The non-provost.
Oh my god.
Has some
Fresh
real
as
hot
fire.
peppers.
I've heard that in Tagalog they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices around, of course, herbs and garlic and masks. So but they you know just like a smallest amount of you know like they say saffron in big amounts and make your it's like broth you know become a jelly because it's not really kind of like saffron spice. That's why it's all in small you know just
Really?
like
Yeah.
So be careful on saffron guys.
Yeah.
So but
Do you like on
yeah
the
the spices you know just there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is in Petaluma, you said?
Petaluma, I like it.
So for me the spices thing was you know just like probably huge thing that I ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair setting on
No.
fire? No? Try it.
I have, wow.
That's
Never
what
heard
so when I went
of
to South Korea, every restaurant would be much and they're all so different. And some places just like shit ton of garlic.
Yeah.
And then other
Really
people
fermented.
really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time I just walked around with my mouth was like you can just taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's things that gotta be spicy too. It's just
Kimchi tasting like we have this you know like wine tasting around Oriental and they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, sure.
It's funny. I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
It will be obvious. Tamales Bay.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
So just
a little
is
bit
that
this
not
year.
town? Is that the same thing?
Kinda. Well, it's still there. It's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales
Tamales
Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought they closed it. No?
They reopened it but they don't have picnics in it anymore. So it's just yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic benches
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
And they
That's
still
another one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Kind of it. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. I go do that all the time. Just
Yeah.
go on the chef's license out of the ad.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they just
or
sell you like
you
a bag of oysters. They're
Oh.
like, here you go. Get a oyster shucker.
Oh,
And
okay.
what we would do like we would typically go out for like birthday parties so sometimes my dad might invite us or something to go out
Yeah.
and just yeah, bring other barbecue picnic snacks
Goodies,
and stuff
yeah.
like that
Yeah.
and then just oysters all day.
Cool. That sounds
Awesome.
awesome. Where is this in
It's
Northwest?
north, yeah. It's just keep going past drive north about an hour or so. Yeah, just like just Hog Island.
while, you know, just like if the graph goes up and the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to, like, instead of breaking and opening, you will be pulsing out, you know, just like that thing out of the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. Has it ever gotten to that point?
Not that I know of.
What do you like to do around here when you're not in the south end?
No. If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak.
Yeah.
If you've never done that before. It's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that back
Me
then,
neither.
so I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
I
No
thought
shade.
I thought
Yeah.
it'd be a quick little hike. I remember
Yeah, it's not.
I remember it being a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view across is really worth it. So
How long is the hike?
3 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
pretty
not
rough.
that long, but it
No.
it's still intense,
You're
huh?
just still climbing up
The
through all
elevation.
the hot sticky stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, "Okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike."
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And I was like, "Okay, that's not bad." And then I actually do it, and like, this is pretty tough. And I don't know, I
Wow.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so. But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when we're closing off stuff like this weekend, because you can miss it a lot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You
will
went
be
this
fine.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot, and my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was like pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, me not. In San Francisco, I live in San Francisco except for the full window of the moon, so we have AC every single
Yeah,
day
but
in our
it's
house.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Really?
Yeah. You have like natural AC.
Yeah,
It's fine.
it's never
Oh, good.
There was a heat wave last year, though.
I don't have
Yeah.
I don't have air conditioning either, but I never need it,
Yeah, you don't need
so
it.
It's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat. Sometimes I kind of do.
Neither.
It's like, it's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah. But I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast, and we're from Russia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
Still moderately comfortable.
And you guys have both of them in
Yeah.
California, Los Angeles.
So it can be fine.
OC is pretty rough, though, isn't it?
My
Yeah.
relatives
And
live
it's interesting,
there, so.
actually.
Like, I lived here for about 10 years, and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like, recently I discovered a place by Lowell Gardens. Have you been to part of it?
I have heard of that.
You've heard?
What's it about?
The Kursk also, right? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by Lowell, it's located actually like from 280. It's from San Francisco, 20, 30 minutes away, you know, in beautiful flowers and have you ever been to Kursk?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
Like, California is,
I always
I've been
wanted
here
to.
my whole life, and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's
so.
one of those places, cause it's almost passive driving to LA or Nevada, and it's like, I just wanna get there. It's almost nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can at any time.
I've never been to San Petersburg.
Really?
Supposedly it's not San Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even been all the way to that. I
Yeah,
barely got
see,
far
there
on
we
my
go.
way.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think you grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So
Something.
I'm not even
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do like museums or monuments, those otherwise
Yeah.
just never would go.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before the internet maybe didn't allow you, now they don't allow anyone except you need to write your senator,
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of